started community at random because it was a good way to get to helping people. First of all, I went to college for 3 years, and then I did 3 years at university. And then when I finished that, I was just seeking out opportunities to help people. So I started with LCIL and I did a lot of their workshops, which I would consider community based at the learning, because you learn a lot about like knowing your rights and how to speak up for yourself as well. And it was based in the community, and also a big chunk of my community based at the learning was, there were two main things I would say was partners in policy making, which I did in 2017 to 2018, and then I did an online course with Inclusion Scotland in 2020, 2021, and that was all about looking about disability rights and leadership. And it wasn't until lately that I realized it was community based adult learning. But I think it's really good because it brings people together. And when I first started, I felt quite nervous, but I also felt excited because I was meeting new people and we were going to learn new skills and things for the partners. It was across Scotland. We got to meet lots of different people from different places, but it's always a bit daunting when you start something new, but once you get into it, it gets a lot better. And it's really good just to have that opportunity to meet people on. Yeah. But the partners in policy making course finished, I felt really good because at the beginning I kind of went in and I thought that I knew all and I didn't really understand why I was there. So at the end, it was a real sense of accomplishment and knowing that you learned a lot, you met all these people and you really contributed. Not so much with the inclusion course, but I did feel at the end of it that, again, I had learned a lot because I had placement at that course as well. I got some really good insights into like various areas of inclusion, so I felt more equipped to approach things in a different way. I know who to ask if I'm stuck with something. I found it difficult to actually like what I was learning at the time, because you have lots of discussions and you come up with these really, really good ideas, but I wasn't sure how it would directly apply in my life. So, like, I was really like, oh, this is really interesting, but I'm not sure how I'm going to fit into what I need to do next. That became clearer as time moved on, but at the time, you're like, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with this information. I was supported to the organization that run it, so for partners and policy making, you know, it's a very thing. So the companies that run it, book accommodation, put out your mail, and make it really, really accessible. And also, you could email them if you were struggling with your coursework. And also, the group of participants became low as well. So that was really good. On the Inclusion Scotland course, again, I was supported by other participants because we had fortnightly meetings discussing what we were learning, because we were doing an Open University course and we came up with a study group. So that in itself was really supportive, because sometimes when you're doing something like that on your own, you can lose motivation or not complete it or things. But that's really good to like almost be accountable to the group as well. So it was something, yeah, that I've been like, oh, I meet these people next week. I have to get this done. So that was really helpful for me. And yeah, just getting to know different participants on the group as well. The impact that this learning is hard, again, especially in partners, is a big key is networking, because I've met so many people, and even though I did partner a while ago, and we still like look at things together, support each other through different things, but it's taking that knowledge elsewhere as well. And I think in the Inclusion Scotland course, it was about like looking at different types of leadership. So it was almost having another foot in the door to that kind of thing as well. So I've learned, I guess I've learned a lot about community and learning together and the value of that rather than the actual content. I'm not saying that the content wasn't good. The content was great, but there's different aspect to learning that as well. My advice for starting a community-based adult learning course would be try and research as much as possible what it is you're doing and why, like, what the benefits of that are, etc., and staying connected to the people that you Then what is wrong? Because as I say, new ideas can ping up all the time, and it's a really good way of continuing that learning as well. What's really amazed me for doing this project is that me personally learning what community-based adult learning is. It's not that I didn't know what it was, but I kind of like loosely assumed that it was these type of learning, but now I know that it was, and it's really good to identify what you've done. Whereas at the time you're doing it, you may not always know that you're doing it.